And you're back with The Mortgage Show on CFUN 1410 AM. Manny Bazunas along with Angela Calla, accredited mortgage professional with Dominion Lending Centers. We're heard at this hour every weekend on CFUN 1410 AM. So glad you could be with us. One of the things we like to do on this show is explain, not always in detail. That's for you and Angela to talk about the details, but really, how many different types of mortgages are available to you and what kind of cost saving is involved. And it is substantial. And I think if there is one message that seems to go missing on so many people, can't blame them, Angela. You're the professional in the business. You know about more than 300 different types of mortgages. But for those of us who have never been in the mortgage business, we simply go to our neighborhood bank and ask them to loan us money, and they're more than happy to do that. But banks are getting out of the mortgage business in a big way, so even the number of mortgages that they're offering as an individual financial institution is now decreasing. You want variety. You want options. And so Angela Calla, as an independent accredited mortgage professional, not beholden to any institution with Dominion Lending Centers, will snoop out about 90 different financial institutions and more than 300 different types of mortgages. There is no fee for her service. Where that mortgage is finally placed is happy to pay her fee, the institution that is. 802-3983, 802-3983, regardless of the type of mortgage you have, fixed or variable, short or long term, give Angela a buzz. She'll see if she can do a little better for you. In most cases, she can. 802-3983, 802-3983. And usually that conversation takes about 2 or 3 minutes before you realize, hey, I should have done this earlier. I could have saved myself a whole bunch of dough. 802-3983, 802-3983. In the last segment, Angela, we were talking about this trend of baby boom generation starting to inherit money and now passing that money on to the third generation, in fact, helping out so many sons and daughters getting into the housing market. It only stands to reason that as a parent or grandparent or aunt or uncle, you want to see your family members get into the housing market before it goes up even further. The skyrocketing prices, yeah, it's frightening. There's no question about it. It's the topic du jour every day. But there are ways to get young people or first-time buyers. You don't have to be young to be a first-time buyer, so let's qualify that. There are ways to get first-time buyers into the market when they are helped by parents, grandparents, aunts, or uncles. But here is the problem that I see with it. You have parents of, say, a daughter. The daughter is married. The daughter wants to buy home with husband so they can begin raising a family. Parents say, hey, sounds like a great idea. Let's help our daughter or son get started. But in the back of my mind, as that parent, I'm saying to myself, what are the chances this marriage is going to last after I have spent my entire life getting enough money to help my daughter or son, and the other half of that marriage is going to walk away with 50% of that house? Now, that's a little frightening.
It is frightening. I mean, with 50% of marriages unfortunately failing, it's not that we're planning for gloom and doom, but we're just planning to not have our eyes covered by rose-colored glasses. And so, you know, I had someone last week, actually, who contacted me after the show in exact same situation that you're mentioning, is that they wanted to help their new daughter and son-in-law get into the market, but they also wanted to be smart about it. They just didn't want, you know, him to have the same rights, but also didn't want to set him up to feel belittled or, you know, not an equal. So our office sees this all the time. So we were very simply able to suggest a mortgage strategy and suggest how they discuss things independently with a lawyer to very easily put this together, but also put a very positive light on it, because there's ways that we can incorporate mortgages that are very simple, that don't make people feel uncomfortable or unequal, but also will do them benefit in the future as well. And it's a very simple thing, and it can be very positive for a marriage that's very long-standing, and so everybody's happy.
Well, it's just good that there is someone like yourself, Angela, who will at least say, you know what, we understand, we see it every day, we are going to structure this in a way so that everybody's personal feelings are remaining intact. Mm-hmm. But there is a certain reality. And as a person who is giving the money to help a person get into the home or a couple get into the home, I want to make sure that this is, if things go off the rails, that my loved one is best protected with that equity.
That's right. And, you know, we really do stress that we just have to make it aware. So I just feel an obligation as a professional to have to just kind of suggest something or just drop that little hint. And it's not a negative thing in any regard, but I just feel it's a professional obligation.
It's not a negative thing. It's the smart thing. 802-3983, 802-3983 is how you reach Angela Calla. She's on the air for a few more minutes yet, but she's happy to get back to you after the radio program today. 802-3983, 802-3983, and on the website, Angela Calla, that's with a C, angelacalla.ca. You're listening to The Mortgage Show on CFUN 1410 AM. Manny Bazunas, along with Angela Calla, accredited mortgage professional with Dominion Lending Centers. We're heard at this hour every weekend on CFUN 1410 AM. It's always a busy hour because the whole field of mortgages has become so intricate, so complex, that the average person, like you and me, simply should not be going around to the four or five big banks asking what they have to offer. There is so much more out there in terms of saving money on a mortgage that we just don't know about. And that's why there has been this surge in the number of mortgage professionals throughout the nation. None better than Angela Calla, one of the top five mortgage professionals with Dominion Lending Centers right here in British Columbia. So whether you're buying here in the Lower Mainland, on the island, throughout the nation, in the United States, give her a buzz, 802-3983, and she'll get you all set up with the best mortgage. She deals with about 90 institutions, financial institutions. She's completely independent. There is no charge for her service. The institution at which that mortgage is finally placed is happy to pay her fee because they're thankful for all the business she brings with them. So, in effect, it's a volume discount, and you're the beneficiary of that saving. 802-3983, 802-3983. The other reason you shouldn't be running around trying to get your own mortgage is because every time you start asking a bank manager or financial institution about whether or not you qualify and then get approved for a mortgage, you're credit is at risk. Angela, this is one of the biggest things when it comes to mortgages. And until I met you and the folks at Dominion Lending Centers, I had no idea. I consider myself well-versed in the area of finance, but I did not understand this whole notion that, hey, I'm just looking around for the best deal. No, you may be. That's your thinking. But to the institutions, every time you check your credit, you are lowering your credit, and credit is everything.
Credit is everything. And, you know, it's unfortunate because as an individual, you just don't know. You think that you're doing the best thing for yourself by going to institution to have them fight and earn for your business. But it's the exact opposite. So many people are unaware of how credit is calculated, what makes for good credit, and what makes for not so good credit. And some people think that they might have bad credit, but in essence, they don't. I really recommend that if people get the chance to sign up for my newsletter, I've got a great article that I've put out about credit, how it's calculated, and how we can put you in the best light. And it's generally not until someone applies for a mortgage that they find out the ever-so-important details. But every time an individual walks into their bank to apply for any type of loan or mortgage, it takes 5 points off your credit score, which is the difference between you being able to get the product that you want or the product that unfortunately you have to take due to your situation.
That's incredible. Every time they run a credit check on you, it lowers your credit rating. And every 5 points that is lowered on your credit rating affects what you qualify for in terms of the amount of the mortgage. That is absolutely incredible.
And the rate.
And the rate, yeah, that equally is important. That's a huge point. So don't do any of that yourself. Simply call Angela, and she'll check your credit in one fell swoop. It's not you running around lowering your credit score. 802-3983, 802-3983 is her telephone number. Best check your mortgage if you already have one, whether fixed or variable. There is a better deal with savings in the thousands over the term of a mortgage. So Angela can put you into something else as well. But, you know, the best thing to do is just give her a buzz right after the radio program. And if she doesn't answer, that means she's talking to somebody. So you leave a message. But do talk to her today, because every day could mean literally dollars in your pocket, and it doesn't cost you a cent for her service. 802-3983. The other big thing that I think people need to understand, Angela, is that not everyone needs a down payment. Most of us, you know, we thought, well, we got to come up with 25% down. And real estate agents were telling us that, you know. Mm-hmm. They were saying, hey, well, you know, if you come up with 25% down, it's all going to be looking pretty good for you. That you are getting people into homes now. Zero down. Nothing. Not a cent. None ya.
Absolutely. And Manny, financially, sometimes that makes the most amount of sense. Even individuals who have the 5 or 10% down payment with tax season right around the corner. When you do the math on doing 100% financing or putting 5% down, the amount in the insurance premium is so nominal that actually if you took the 5% that you intended on putting down on the property, if you're in, you know, the $60,000+ a year income category, you actually get much more ahead by putting that money into an RSP tax-wise than putting that into your home. And then you have a home, you have an RSP, and potentially in that category, you can get a return on your taxes that if you put directly on your mortgage, you are so far ahead of everybody, it's unbelievable. And it's important. Our team looks at all the options because we just don't want, okay, yeah, you want a mortgage. No, it's not about that. It's about us finding the best thing that's going to help you leverage everything. Leverage your equity, leverage your investments to help put you forward.
And when we come back, Angela's got a great story of someone who, interestingly enough, works with numbers but didn't understand the numbers when it came to a mortgage and how you didn't need to put the 5 or 10 or 25% down. He actually got in 0% down. This is someone who works with numbers and still didn't understand, and that's why he called Angela Calla, and she did the number crunching for him. Angela Calla can be reached at 802-3983, 802-3983. Angela Calla, accredited mortgage professional with Dominion Lending Centers, joins us each and every week at this hour on The Mortgage Show on CFUN 1410 AM.